Over the course of the last couple of weeks, we've really seen an increase and a pickup in our export business. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. That has been the case, especially with China in the market. Mexico has been in the market as well. Bob Linneman is with Kleist Commodities based out of Watertown, South Dakota, and he's pleased to see our grain products going out the door.
We really have, Keith. You know, it's what we want to see, but again, it's not quite enough of a headline to really attract momentum money to move this, especially the corn market, to move it out of this, you know, roughly 10-cent trading range we've been in for just over 2 weeks. You know, we're hovering above, we trade just above, just a little below the 20-day moving average, and there's just no momentum, no news to really give us enough to get above the trading range or below this trading range.
And Bob pointed out there's a couple of other factors that they're watching pretty closely when it comes to our grain markets.
We have support, solid support in the 50-day right underneath, you know, the prior two-week low, let's call it. And then below that, we have the 100-day moving average. So we have pretty solid support underneath this market. And over the top, we really kind of, the overhead resistance on that March corn contract is where we kind of peaked there November 14th. So mid-month there in November was at 457. So that is kind of the line in the sand that we're watching to the top side again.
Bob pointed out, although the export business has been strong, traders are not really just focused on that news.
Not a lot of expectations up or down based on this news, so you kind of have to wonder, what do we need to see? You know, is everyone waiting for kind of some type of a weather issue to, you know, arise down in South America, or are we waiting for, you know, something in the export sales reports that we're just not seeing yet? And I think a lot of just sit and wait at this point.
And our focus might turn to weather conditions in Brazil and Argentina. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.